I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides it for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And she wins too, because she gets, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins, and the guy loses. Her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Where we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Sounds like an absence of natural selection to me.
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
I can vouch for that. Greetings, my friends and enemies. Enemies. Enemies.
Trigger warning. Facts.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Okay, what's your question?
Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Well, that would be because most feminist careers don't actually create value for other humans. They're just parasites because we don't have enough natural selection or enough spanking.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think. Here's a fact. A feminist is a woman who has not been spanked enough.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad, it's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
For example, today they're not going to work.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
Greetings, my friends and enemies. It is I, the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, and this is episode 0 of the Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast, where we're going to talk about the fact that, well, yes, all women are like that. This is episode 0 because I have something lined up for episode 1. So let me briefly talk about the podcast. Yes, this is the new podcast that I've been talking about launching for close to a fucking year. The intro that you just heard, the outro that is coming up, all of this was put together about 8 months ago. And I just sat on this forever. Simply because procrastination, laziness, stupidity. I don't really have a decent fucking reason. I just didn't get around to it. Well, I'm standing here today and I'm looking at it and things are moving forward and I'm doing some shit here, doing some shit there. It's like, you know what? Maybe this is the time to do it, because today is March the 8th in the year of our Lord, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2017. Today is the day that women, feminist, left-wing femistatist women, not normal women. So let me get this out of the way. Okay, yes, all women are like that. All women are like that, however, to different degrees. And as we go forward in this podcast, I will attempt to differentiate, as I always do, when I'm talking about, in fact, all women versus subgroups of women such as left-wing femistatist. Now, as an example, all women are insane from a male perspective. And as I have said before, from the female perspective, all men are insane. Okay, this is because, despite the fact that those of you out there who are feminist, who are femistatist, who are left-wing, who are Hillary supporters, who are Democrats, despite your assertions otherwise, men and women are actually different. That is not a social construct invented by the patriarchy to oppress you. Men and I understand you don't believe in, I understand you believe in science and global warming, but you don't believe in evolution or biology or any of that sort of stuff because, well, evolutionary biology was created by the patriarchy to oppress you, much like mathematics, language, grammar, podcasting, Western civilization, vacuum cleaners, dishwashers, running water, flush toilets, essentially everything that men created, and men did in fact create essentially everything that's ever been created in the history of the human species. The only reason we created those things was, of course, to oppress you. When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, his sole purpose in doing that was the oppression of women. Anyhow, I'm tangenting already. By the way, I am drinking a martini and it is 11:05 hours, so I can do this. All women are insane from the male perspective. All men are insane from the female perspective because men and women have evolved differently. Trigger warning. Sorry, okay, this whole podcast is a trigger warning. I'm not going to trigger warn you every time there's a fucking fact. We think differently, and we don't always understand the way the other one thinks. We men were too logical for you. You women, you're too chaotic for us. Now, having established that all women are insane, yes, all women are like that. But some women are way more insane than others, right? There's these normal, what we will call normal, well-adjusted women. Yes, they're insane from a male perspective. But they're not overtly insane. They're not so insane you can't live with them and deal with them and work with them and maybe even marry them in rare cases. But all women are like that to some degree. Now, the thing that triggered the existence of this podcast was the introduction you heard right there. Now, if you go to the website and you go to the section for Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast, you'll find a link to a page that has information about the intro and the outro. It has links to the videos where I've got the quotes from Stefan Molyneux and from Aaron Clary, and it also has links to where the video... So the chick who opened this up, her name is Julia. I did a series of podcasts analyzing a interview she did with a beta male. And that's all linked to. You can go find it. You can listen to it. I refer to her as Julia the Russian Princess Cunt. Now, Julia the Russian Princess Cunt is a very good-looking woman. I would put my dick inside of her, except that I now know something about her brain chemistry, and it's terrifying. Here's the thing about Julia the Russian Princess Cunt. Julia the Russian Princess Cunt claims to be an anarchist. And you hear, so if you're like, what the fuck is an anarchist? You think that anarchists are teenagers who wear black and anarchy and listen to the Smiths and stuff like that. Okay, look. Anarchy is based on the concept of there's no government and you don't initiate aggression against other people. Supposedly, anarchists are, you know, we are the peaceful ones. We are the ones we don't want war. We are the ones that if you start a war with us, we'll finish it, but we don't start things. Okay? Anarchists are supposed to be about freedom and all this other stuff. Right. So here is this woman who is an anarchist who supposedly is into freedom and non-aggression and all this other shit. And yet, what is it that she talks about in that intro? She talks about how wonderful it is that this woman who works as a prison guard, I wonder if that woman went to work today or if she's taking the day off. This woman has a job as a prison guard, working for the state, because without the state there'd be no prisons. And she gets knocked up by a criminal alpha male, spits out the babies, and makes the beta male she's boyfriended fucking take care of them and pay for them, or at least help pay for them. In theory, she has a job. Now, what is it that people in the manosphere have been saying for ages, before I even knew what the manosphere was? What is it I've been saying? Women, hypergamy, right? What is it I have said about all these women and the billion bimbo march out there? These are all just a bunch of women who are trying to get the attention of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is the alpha male of the entire planet Earth. These women want him to impregnate them. The female imperative is get alpha male sperm into your vagina so you can have an alpha male baby, but secure a beta male to provide you with the daily resources and provisioning you need in order to survive. And here it is. Here is an anarcho-capitalist woman praising a woman and laughing at the situation, right? Well, that's an epic mating strategy. Oh, yeah, she wins and he wins and the boyfriend loses. Right? Because fuck the boyfriend, right? Because the boyfriend, he's just a beta male. He's just a mule. He is only there to provision the woman so that she can give birth to and raise the alpha male babies. And this is not from a left-wing statist feminist. You know, this is not from a right-wing conservative Christian woman. This is from an atheist anarchist. An atheist anarcho-capitalist. Yes, my friends, all women are like that. All of them. Their imperative is produce alpha babies and have beta males provide for them. This is just a fact. It is not, as I often say, is not evil, it is biology. The very same biology that the feminist think doesn't exist. That is, in fact, a social construct. And that entire interview with Julia, the Russian princess cunt, is, and there's a lot more where that came from. The entire thing is just her. She talks about how, well, of course women should be allowed to hit men, but men can't hit women. Women are smaller than men. Oh, but wait, but women are equal to men. And she is an anarcho-capitalist atheist. And throughout the entire interview, she throws forth all the feminist talking points. Men have an obligation to provide for women's children. Men can't hit women, but women can hit men. It's like listening to fucking feminist speech. All women, when you come down to it, are gynocentric. Yes, all women are like that. And that is what this podcast series will be exploring. Today, as I said, March the 8th, 2017, year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer, who is not the savior and has not saved Western civilization, but that's a topic for another time. Today is the day that, in theory, all these women, I don't know how many women are participating. I don't care. We'll never really know. It doesn't really matter. Here we go. This is from the womensmarch.com/womensday. So blah, blah, blah. We joined together in making March 8th a day without women. We recognize the enormous value that women of all backgrounds add to our socioeconomic system. Now, is this the same socioeconomic system that was created by men to oppress women? If the socioeconomic system is so oppressive, well, why would you women be wanting to add value to that? And exactly what kind of value can you be adding if you can take the day off from work and it doesn't have any consequences. Here's my prediction. My prediction is that today, right now, in fact, at 11:15 hours here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, that's mountain time, I predict that productivity in workplaces where the left-wing statist, femistatist women didn't come to work, okay, because I'm sure right-wing women are not participating in this. Remember, when they did the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, apparently the pro-abortion women were excluded because they're not the right kind of women. Right. Remember, all of these organizations that claim, you know, the NAACP does not care about black people. The NAACP cares about liberal black people. The Billion Bimbo Bitch March cunts, they do not care about women. They care about left-wing statist women. My prediction is that in all the workplaces across the United States where all the left-wing statist women are not showing up and the only people at work are men and any right-wing women, I predict that productivity is skyrocketing. I predict that in those workplaces, they are getting more shit done and accomplished than they have in probably years. If anything, I think that this will illustrate to people how women really aren't needed. I mean, think about it. If you're in a giant engineering corporation or something, well, who's not showing up to work today? Okay, your receptionist and your HR department. Is anyone really going to notice that the HR department didn't come to work today? No, of course not, because the HR department doesn't do anything of value. The HR department doesn't contribute anything to the workplace other than telling men they're not allowed to look at women. Recognizing the enormous value that women of all backgrounds add to our socioeconomic system while receiving lower wages and experiencing greater inequalities, vulnerability to discrimination, sexual harassment, and job insecurity. Look, honey, first of all, there's no way the wage gap. Why we just keep bringing this up? It's like they just can't shut up about the wage gap because they have nothing else. But look, honey, if you have so much job insecurity, can you really afford to take a day off from work and allow your employers to figure out that they don't really need you? If you have job insecurity, if you have real legitimate job insecurity, the last thing you do is take a day off from work for no reason other than your personal feels, the fact that Donald Trump being president triggers your emotions, and announce, not just announce, but actually prove to your employers that you don't really do anything necessary, that they can, in fact, last a day without you, and it will make no fucking difference. But again, see, this is why men think women are insane, women think men are insane. I'm operating on logic. Women have no concept of logic. This is not an insult. I have to explain this to those of you who are women. You run entirely on emotions. So when I say to you, men run on logic and women run on emotions, every man, except for the beta males, all the alpha type males who hear me go, well, yeah, that's true, because that's logic, that's rational, there's empirical evidence to support that. Because women see, hear, feel, taste, touch, experience everything in the cosmos through the lens of emotion. When you hear me say that women see, hear, feel, touch, experience everything through the lens of emotion, you get emotionally devastated. Your feels get hurt. You start screaming patriarchy. You're being oppressed. I'm raping you. It's a social construct. You're getting paid less money than a man. Your job is insecure. And it's just all of this shit. We recognize that trans and gender non-conforming people, again, this is supposed to be about women, but they gotta drag, this is the concern trolling. We gotta drag all these other people in and speak for them. See, if you're against us, if you're against me taking a day off from work, you hate transsexuals. We recognize that trans and gender nonconforming people face heightened levels of discrimination, social oppression, and political targeting. I noticed that political targeting was never a problem for feminists when the half-black First Affirmative Action, Second Coming of Jesus, Messiah Hussein Obama was president of the United States, and he was using flying robots to launch missiles at and subsequently kill Muslims. Now, I noticed that social oppression and discrimination and political targeting was never a problem when Obama was murdering Muslims. But, well, that's because it's not murder when a black person does it. But now, suddenly that there's a white guy with orange hair, now the Trumpenfuhrer has assumed the mantle of alpha male of the planet Earth. Now, suddenly, just boom like that, all of a sudden, all of these women who at one time had no problem with murdering Muslims have now become enlightened. And they're so tolerant and they care so much about trans and gender non-conforming people and Muslims. We care so much about Muslims. A year ago, we were killing Muslims in the desert like a motherfucker and nobody cared. But now, oh now, we left-wing statist women, we care about Muslims so much, we're gonna not go to work today. We, the royal we believe in gender justice, except for men, because of course women should be able to get an abortion, but men shouldn't. Women should be able to, once they get pregnant, just control every aspect of a man's life via the baby. The man should have no say whatsoever in any of this. Anyone, anywhere, can join in making March 8th a day without women. Again, let's be honest, this is not a day without women. This is a day without left-wing femistatist. Okay? Normal, well-adjusted, sane women are not participating in this. They're not participating in this because they are normal, they are well-adjusted, and they are sane. Not all women are like that. Okay. All women are like that, but not all women are like this. In one or all of the following ways. So these are the ways, and this is the most fascinating thing. This, once again, illustrates the female brain, the way it works or doesn't work, because remember, the female brain only has two compartments in it. One is for shopping, the other one they don't use. Okay, this is how left-wing femistatist women are going to participate in a day without women in order to do something. Okay, I mean, what is this doing? Okay, so a day without women reaffirms our commitment to the principles of unity. So they're going to show unity by not going to work and making the people who do go to work do all the work that day. That's unity if you're a woman. We blah 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 blah. The women's march stand. I mean, like, what is their point? And again, this is a difference between men and women. When men do something, we do it with a point. Well, great one. What is the point of this podcast? The Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast. Well, the point of this podcast is for me to come on and talk about ways in which, yes, all women are like that. All women have hypergamy. All women view the world through the lens of emotion. All women, given the opportunity, will make an alpha baby and then find a beta male to raise it. All women are insane from the male perspective to some degree or another. Okay? All women are like that. That is the point of this podcast. See, I have a point. I can articulate what the point is. What is the point of these women not going to work today? They're just going to, well, we oppose, I mean, what? What the fuck is, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you think you're accomplishing? Right, we're showing solidarity. We're reaffirming our commitment. No, you're not. You're just making other people do your job. Or you're illustrating that while you're gone, no one will do your job, and you are proving that your job doesn't really have a purpose. You're only there as an affirmative action hire. Okay. You can participate in one or all of the following ways. Number one, women take the day off from paid and unpaid labor. Number two, you can avoid shopping for one day. With exceptions, because see, with women, there's always exceptions. This is another thing. Men understand you. It is or it isn't. There's no exceptions. Right? Well, you're not supposed to rape 8-year-old boys. With some exception. No. There's no exceptions. You know, you're not supposed to burn down other people's houses. With some exceptions. No. As soon as you start moving into the world of exceptions, that's when you've left the realm of logic, and you've moved into the realm of emotion. Okay, so again, this is how women are going to impact the world. Number one, they're not going to go to work. They're not going to do any work. They're not going to go to work. Whoop-de-doo. Number two, they're going to avoid shopping for one day, with an exception for women and minority-owned businesses. You're not going to spend... Remember when I said that women only have two compartments in their brain? One is for shopping and the other one they don't use? So what's number two on the list? Women are going to not go shopping. So again, guys, you can hate me all you want, but when I say to you women have two compartments in their brains, one is for shopping and the other one they don't use, I'm not just making this up. I'm not just saying this because I hate women. I'm not just saying this because I'm racist, sexist, and homophobic. I'm saying this because number two on the list is you're not going to go shopping. And this doesn't even matter because let's say a woman was going to go shopping today. Okay, so she's not going to go shopping today. What's she going to do tomorrow? Well, she's going to go shopping tomorrow and she's going to buy the thing she was going to buy today. It's not like women are going to reduce their consumerism. You want to fucking impress me? You want to impress me? Here's, it's this bullshit. Here's an idea. Here we go. All right. And then number three, here's what I think women should do if they want to fucking impact the world. And it's not these three things. Okay. Number three is wear red in solidarity with a day without women. As multiple studies have shown, and if you've listened to any podcast of mine before, you know I'm the first one to tell you scientific studies, opinion poll, all this stuff are bullshit. Worked in biomedical research for 8 fucking years and how much bullshit there is. But, remember, when everyone says the word but, that means everything before the word but was a lie. We can apply these rules to myself, just like everyone else, because I don't need to be hypocritical. So I can laugh at myself. It's another key difference between men and women. You ever see, how many often, not women, feminist. How many times have you ever seen feminist, left-wing, femistatist females engage in self-depreciating humor? The answer is never, because they have no self-awareness. That's why they're left-wing femistatist. They have no self-awareness at all. Okay. They're going to wear red. Okay, guys, boys, girls, bitches, bitchettes, pimps and hoes, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, wearing the color red has been shown by multiple experiments over time to make a person more sexually attractive. Red is a color that in the human brain triggers sexual arousal. So these women, in order to protest Donald Trump and the patriarchy and discrimination and sexual harassment, are going to wear the color red, which will subsequently trigger sexual feelings in people who look at these women wearing the color red. Now the question is, are these, and this is my theory, is that because most of the women participating in this are fat, ugly feminist women who never in their lives will experience what it feels like to have an alpha male's cock inside of them. I think they're wearing red specifically because, again, just like when they went out the Billion Bimbo Bitch March, that was a billion women trying to get Donald Trump to notice them and have sex with them. All this is, these women are not going to work and they're wearing red because they want men to notice them, because their biology, they're not consciously aware of this, but their biology wants alpha male sperm. That's all that's going on here. This is a bunch of women trying to get alpha males to impregnate them. If you think it's anything more than that, you are wrong. You're just wrong. You're wrong. This entire women's march, you go to the website, you read every single thing on this website. This is women trying to get alpha males to impregnate them. Fat, ugly, feminist, tattooed, pierced, hairy armpit, mustache having, hairy legs, fucking shorn hair on the top where it's orange or whatever. That's all. They're all trying to get alpha males to fuck them. That's all this is. Now, if we want to have a woman's day and women are going to impact the world, here's the three things I would suggest. Number one, women get real jobs and stop majoring, going to college and majoring in stupid shit. Get a trade, get a skill, do something that actually creates value for other humans. Number two, stop buying stupid shit, especially because it's on sale and you're saving money. And number three, lose weight and get rid of your mustache. Over here, we have, it's hilarious. The whole thing is hilarious. Here on the website, it gives you, this is a day without a woman. Out of office autoresponder. This is a copy and paste for you to put in your email autoresponder, because it's not like you could think of one yourself because you're a woman or something. I don't know. Well, women are equal. Well, if women are equal, why do you have to be spoon-fed everything? Answer me that, honey. Bracket, your personal greeting. Thank you for your email. I'm out of the office today to participate in the Women's March on Washington's Day Without a Woman in observance of International Women's Day. I am not working today, which implies that she ever works. I am not working today and will respond to your message tomorrow. Again, this is defeat. You're just putting shit off until tomorrow. Again, see, this is women. Well, why do something today when I can put it off tomorrow, right? I mean, real life example. I've told this story over on Stating the Obvious. Let me tell it again here. Got a friend of mine. She's a girl. And we'll call her Alice, because I call everybody Alice. Alice is a very smart woman. She has a PhD. It's in plant biology. This is a woman who has done, what's the right word for it? Hold on. Try to get it right. God damn it. DNA manipulation, where like you take genes from one plant and you insert the genes into another plant. Right? I can't think of the actual right scientific term for it right this second. But this is not a stupid, incompetent person. Now, she also smokes too much dope and all this other shit, but the point is, here's the woman, here's the yes, all women are like that part. Okay, here we go. Yes, all women are like this. I'm about to give you an example. It's going to hurt your feelings. All women, not just the fucking feminist, all, 100%, all women are like this. All women will put things off as long as they can. Alice is talking about going to the dentist, and the dentist says, yeah, you have a small cavity in here. It's just now starting. We should fill that. And Alice says unto us, as she's telling us this story, she's like, well, why would I have my cavity filled when it's small? I'm going to wait until it's big and actually gets down to the root of my tooth and is causing me pain before I get it filled. Why would I fill it now? And that's how women think. You know, why would I save money for my retirement now? I'm young. I'm riding the cock carousel. I'm wearing red clothes. I'm not going to my job because I'm not really necessary. I'm playing the victim card. I mean, I'll start saving money for my retirement when I'm 60. I don't need to save money now. Yeah. Why would I look for a quality man when I'm 23 years old? I don't want to look for a man who's going to marry me when I'm 23 years old. I want to ride the cock carousel, and I want to travel, which is otherwise known as riding the cock carousel in other countries. And I want to be slutty, and I want to go to bars and get drunk and have men buy me booze and then pass out and wake up and not know if I was raped while I was asleep or not because I'm dressed so slutty I can't even tell if my clothes were removed or not, right? And then I'll wait until I'm 37 years old, and then I'll look for a man to marry me and have children with. Yes, all women are like that. Why would you do something today when you can sit on it until next year and it finally becomes a crisis and explodes, and then you can vote for a politician who will take taxes away from other people and form a government organization to solve your problem for you? I am not working today and will respond to your message tomorrow. For anything urgent, please contact brackets insert name of male colleague covering your work if applicable. So you see, the women are going to take a day off to be in solidarity with stupidity, emotion, victimhood, whining, being triggered. But you see, the men are still going to go to work because if men took a day off, society would collapse. Men don't get the privilege of just taking a day off because of their feelings. Not only do the men still have to go to work, but there's supposed to be a man covering your work for you. Not only that, but the fact that it says insert name of male colleague covering your work, that's discriminatory. Why couldn't a female colleague be covering her work? Because not every woman is going to participate in this. Not all women are left-wing statist. Here's the assumptions here. The assumption is that there aren't going to be any women at work because the assumption is that, well, all women are going to participate in this. And if women aren't participating in this, well, then obviously they hate women. They probably hate black people. They hate children. They hate transsexuals. And that a man is going to cover your work for you because you're just entitled to that. You take a day off and a man should come and cover your work. Why? Well, because vagina. Because it's the current year. And it says, in solidarity, bracket, insert your name. Because, of course, you have to tell women to insert their name. Now, these women are going to take a day off from work to show their solidarity, absolutely positively not to prove to their employers that they are unnecessary in the workplace, absolutely positively not to cause production and efficiency to skyrocket. I mean, guys, I mean, I've had jobs where I worked with women, like left-wingy liberal arts. I can only imagine going to those jobs and none of those women being there. It's like, holy fuck, the amount of work that we could have gotten done. And the amount of peace and quiet. And this also illustrates, I've talked about this extensively over on Stating the Obvious, I've told this story at least twice, how women think that, all women are like this. Yes, all women think this, but to differing degrees. Women think that removing themselves from your presence is punishment. Right? What happens when you and your girlfriend have an argument? She gives you the silent treatment because she thinks that not talking to you is punishment. Right? I've told the story about how in one of the places I worked, it was mostly girls, a couple of guys. We had this little falling out between the girls and the guys. I don't even remember what it was. And the girls like stopped talking to us. And we were all happy. We're getting more work done. And one of the girls comes to us and says, we haven't been talking to you guys. And you haven't said, what's blah, 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 what's going on? Feelings. And our spokesman said unto them, well, we like the fact that you're not talking to us. You're not bothering us. We're getting more work done. And the women had a goddamn fucking emotional explosion. And the woman who ran the business, the man who's the manager there, had to get us all together and talk to us about feelings and stuff. Because the women, they thought they were punishing us by not talking to us. We thought we were being rewarded. Because you see, trigger warning, men and women are different. It's not evil. It's not a social construct. It's biology. Men and women evolved differently. We have different brain chemistry. I can just imagine right now social justice warriors going like all Trigglypuff as I say these words, just like screaming and throwing stuff and shaking their fat bodies. This is why women, from the perspective of men, are insane, and why men, from the perspective of women, are insane. Because we have different brain chemistry. It is not a social construct. It is not evil. It is biology. Okay, so the women think, well, we're not going to go to work today. We're going to punish white men for voting for Donald Trump by not going to work. And these women are completely clueless that they're not punishing anybody. We're going to punish men by not going shopping. You're not going to punish anybody because you're just going to go shopping tomorrow. You want to punish men? Stop buying every new iPhone that comes out. You want to punish people? Stop buying a new pair of shoes every fucking week. Well, I'm not really sure how either of those would punish men, but we'd stand a better chance of punishing men than you not coming to work and bothering us. Okay, now these women, the left-wing statist women who are participating in this, they're not going to go to work, but they're going to make sure that they let their employer know what's going on with the form letter that they're going to download from the internet. Here's what this says. It's a day without a woman letter to employer. You can click here to download the fucking Word document file. Dear, insert name of supervisor. Okay, if I got a letter from one of my employees that said, Dear Great One, I mean, if she was cute, I'd ask her if she wanted to go. Actually, I wouldn't, because you don't shit where you drink. No, dear. Dear, insert name of supervisor. I am writing. Well, you're not writing. You're copying and pasting off the internet. Or you're downloading the doc file from the internet. You're not writing this. I am writing to inform you, not to ask. Now here's the question. Can people, again, it's like, so you're just not going to show up for work. Isn't that grounds for disciplinary action? Here's what I want to know. How many alpha male bosses out there are going to put a warning documentation in these women's files about for them not showing up for work without a legitimate reason? That's something I'd be interested to find out if it happens. I am writing to inform you that in honor of International Women's Day, I wonder if we can not go to work on International Men's Day. Oh, that's right. International Men's Day is the other 364 days of the year. And no, we can't not go to work on those days because society would fucking shut down and everybody would die. I am writing to inform you then in honor of International Women's Day, I will... Isn't it discrimination that women only get one day and men get 364? That's quite a inequality gap between the number of days for men and the number of days for women. I really think somebody should protest that. I think we should start some sort of a movement to get that equalized. I'm writing to inform you that in honor of International Women's Day, I will not be working, as, again, there's this presupposition here that these women ever actually work at all. I would argue that most of the ones who are taking the day off today don't do anything of value. That's why they can take the day off, and they have no sense of responsibility. Again, guys, when you have a job, if your job is actually important, then the people around you count on you to show up and do your job, to be part of the team. And so when you don't show up to work, you're not punishing that evil, redneck, white guy from Texas who's not educated and voted for Donald Trump. You're not punishing him. You're punishing the people you work with. And what these stupid fucking cunts are saying to the people they work with is they're either saying to these people, my job is so unimportant that if I don't come to work today, it's not going to affect you. Or they're saying, my job is important and I am part of the team and I contribute something and my contribution is important, but I don't care. I'm just going to not show up because of my feelings, and I'm going to expect you to jump in and do my work because I don't regard you as human beings. Right? I mean, again, men, when we have jobs, we know that if what we do is important, we show up no matter what, because we're like, I can't let the other people down. I can't expect other people to do my job for me. I have to fucking show up and do what I'm supposed to do. We have a sense of responsibility. We have a sense of accountability. Left-wing statist women, choosing my words carefully here, don't have that sense of responsibility. Now, I will not say that all women are like that. There are many women who have a sense of responsibility when it comes to their job and a sense of accountability and will not just run out and abandon their coworkers because of mere feelings. But the women participating in this, they very clearly just don't give a shit about their coworkers. The Women's March organized this day in the same spirit of love and liberation, God, that inspired the march on January 21st, 2017. A day without women is a recognition of the enormous value that women of all backgrounds, except for the white women who are Christians. What about the white women who voted for Donald Trump? Again, this is not all women. The women who are Republicans, women who are conservative, women who are stay-at-home mothers, women who are happily married, women who are Christians, women who are Jehovah's Witnesses, women who are Scientologists, women who are Mormons. No, these women are all excluded from this. This shit where these fucking cunts are pretending they speak for all women. They're not. They're not. This is bullshit. Enormous value that women of all backgrounds add to our socioeconomic system. Again, if you're adding so much value, how can all of you on the same day take a day off from work if you're adding so much fucking value? You know you're not. You're looking for alpha male sperm. And the pervasive and systematic gender-based inequalities that still exist within our society. You mean the society where the education system is controlled by women? You mean the society where women basically get to fucking do anything and everything they want, anytime they want? Where there's virtually no control, where no matter how much a woman fails, a man, be it her husband, her father, her brother, her son, or the taxpayers via the government will come and bail her out? Are these all the inequalities you're fucking talking about? That still exists from the wage gap to vulnerability to discrimination, sexual harassment, stop wearing red, and job insecurity. If your job's insecure, show up for work. We've already talked about this. I hope, hoping is not a process, girls. Hoping is not a problem. If I stand here and I hope that other people listen, that people listen to my podcast, that is not a process. Okay. I have to record the podcast. I have to put it on the internet. I have to make the podcast entertaining or informative, something. I have to give people a reason. I can't just stand here and hope for shit. Hoping is not a process. Hoping is an admission of failure. Hoping is being afraid of the present. Okay. I read that somewhere. I don't remember where. It was fucking brilliant. Okay. Hoping is not a process. Hope is not a process. I hope you will stand in support of me and any of my women colleagues who choose to participate. Again, men are excluded. What if men colleagues want to participate? Well, they can, but she doesn't want her employer to support them. She only wants her employer to support the women colleagues who choose to participate. In observance of this day, places of employment can participate by closing for the day. No, they can't. Not if they actually do something that's important. They can't close. Giving women workers a day off, whether paid or unpaid. You really think you should get paid to not go to work because you hate white people and you want alpha male sperm? I don't think so. Even more important than the symbolism of standing with, at least they're admitting it's not substance, the symbolism of standing with women on March 8th, the women ask all employers to perform an audit of their policies impacting women and families. Fuck you. You don't get to ask your employer to do things like perform audits. You can go get another job. You could start your own business if you had any fucking skills that were worthwhile. By ensuring that women have equal pay, they have equal pay, a livable wage, as much as anybody, and paid leave, businesses can demonstrate their long-term actions aligned with the values we are standing for. Why? But your values don't matter. I am extremely dedicated to my work at insert name of employer, just not dedicated enough to show up for work today because of my feelings. I respect the value of work and I respect insert name of employer's values. Really, so if you work, so if you're a left-wing statist woman and you work for a fucking rabid Christian, you respect his values. Really. No, you, again, this is just lie after lie after lie. Why didn't they just write a letter and said, I am a woman, I am ruled by emotions, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I have excessive body hair in the places I'm not supposed to have body hair. I know that I will never have an alpha male's cock inside of my body, and I desperately want alpha male sperm so that I can birth an alpha male child and then find some stupid beta male who will provision me for the rest of my life and protect me from ever having any of my feelings hurt or my emotions torqued or ever experiencing any discomfort whatsoever. Because remember, my friends, what is the imperative, the prime directive of Western civilization at this point? It is that no woman, no white woman from North America, let me be clear on that, no white woman from North America must ever experience discomfort.
Hey, women, shut your mouth and make babies.
Nope. There's one thing that can fix a feminist. A spanking. Remember, a feminist is a woman who has not been spanked enough.
What is beautiful in a woman? Mm-hmm. What is attractive in a woman?
Right.
Is defined by men.
Oh, men.
Is straight men. That determines what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
Especially when you don't have to go to work.
Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage. Advantage.
So to all of my fellow men out there, enjoy your day without women. I hope the women in your workplace didn't show up so you can see how unnecessary they are, except for the women who are necessary and hopefully did show up.
The Rock says, You should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.